my dog, dude, last night a fire alarm was going off in my house. My dog jumped on my bed and pissed herself. I was like, dude, I fucking changed my sheets now. I can't, but I just said F word.
Our narrator here, Chief Bromden, everyone in the institution thinks that he's deaf. But based on the fact that he's our perspective, he's not, because we can hear stuff through him. So I don't know how they think he's deaf. Are they just bad at diagnosing people?
I think he doesn't talk. I think he just doesn't respond to them. And
yeah,
so.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I think a lot of the patients kind of have resentment towards the staff, so they definitely, like, play up certain things sometimes to, like, yeah. I think what the narrator said about Ruckley on page 16 is actually really interesting, because he's talking about Ruckley and how they consider Ruckley a failure because he doesn't do much. He just kind of sits in the ward all day. But then he talks about what they consider a success. And he's like, yeah, the installations they do nowadays are generally successful. And he talks about the people, the psychiatrists, like their technicians working on robots rather than helping people. He says the installation and the technicians, no more the buttonholes in the forehead. That's probably referring to lobotomies, which they wouldn't do anymore at this time. But then he talks about their idea of a success. And so, yeah, sometimes a guy goes over for an installation, leaves the ward mean and mad and snapping at the whole world, and comes back a few weeks later with black and blue eyes like he'd been in a fistfight, and he's the sweetest, nicest, best-behaved thing you'll ever saw. He'll maybe go home in a month or two, a hat pulled low over his face, over the face of a sleepwalker, wandering around a simple, happy dream. A success, they say, but I say he's another robot for the combine and might be better off as a failure, like Ruckley sitting there fumbling and drooling over his picture. I think he's right. Mm-hmm. I think that their idea of helping people is just making it so that their problems aren't actively, like, forcing their existence upon society who is deemed, mm-hmm. you know, sane. Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about sanity and humanity's idea of sanity.